willingly walk in the wrong direction. We can still bear your command. Father, forgive us. Spirit, come lead us back to the way, back to the truth. Lead us along eternal highway. We want to walk in the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highway. We want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
Lord, it's your mercies and good intentions that constantly calls us to you. Your infinite patience and kind correction, your covenant love coming through. You are our hope and our salvation. You promised joy. You gave us grace and courage to carry the cross.
Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highway. We want to walk in the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Show us the ancient path. Along eternal highway, we want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
We want to a footprint for those who will follow behind.
Signposts in our lives that point to Jesus, and pathway though easily find.
We want to fill up the sufferings of Jesus
as we obey. Our lives display the glorious way of the cross. Show us the ancient path. Lord, lead us along eternal highway. We want to walk in the way of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. 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 We want to enter your rest. We want to enter your rest. We want to enter your rest.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You make a way. When I bow,
why don't we begin to just speak in tongues? Just begin to just receive your miracle. Don't leave here before taking it. Don't take your miracle.
You made a way. And we're standing here only because you made. Standing here.
Somebody's receiving a miracle. Holy Spirit, move in your own way and touch somebody's life.
You got this. Take it out. No watching us now. When you look at it, we can win.
Yes, Lord.
Drop us in your arms and step in. Everything we need, you supply. You got it in control.
And now we know.
Lift up our hands, everybody, lift up your hands high. Say,
dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus, I thank God that you are in control.
That
everything that I need,
you can supply.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your grace.
For your grace.
For your mercies.
For your mercies.
That today. I'm not living the same as I came.
I'm not living the same as I
came. I'm living here with my miracle.
I'm living here with my miracle.
I'm living here with my breakthrough.
I'm living here with my breakthrough.
I'm living here, oh God.
I'm living here, oh God.
With a way made for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is not the same again.
That is not the same.
It's not the same again.
Not the same.
I believe it.
I believe it.
Therefore, I take my miracle.
Therefore, I take my miracle.
I take my miracle.
I take my miracle.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 23. Psalm 23. Hallelujah. Are you there? How many of you know that scripture? Shall we all read it together from beginning to end? Psalm 23. Ready, go. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. May every promise in this scripture come to pass in your life. Because the Lord is your shepherd, that is why you shall not want. Hallelujah. It means God will make you to lie down in green pastures. It means God will lead you beside the still waters. It means God will restore your soul. Hallelujah. When God is your shepherd, it means God will restore your soul. Some of you, your soul is broken. Hallelujah. It means God will lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It only means that even if you walk in the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil because God is with you. And his rod and staff, they will comfort you. Hallelujah. You see, you will be in so many places that people expect you to break down. People expect you to be weeping. but you shall receive supernatural comfort. Hallelujah. And Bible said, if God is your shepherd, he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How many of you want to see this one? That those who wish you to die, those who are plotting your downfall, by the time they realize the very thing that they are plotting against you has backfired, and then in their very presence, Haman was plotting to exterminate the Jews. He was plotting that they all die. And Haman was plotting that he will become the king and the guys would die. As he was plotting for them, God prepared the table of the Jews and the Israelites in the presence of Haman. By the time Haman realized, he himself was the one who was falling into the pit that he dug. That's what it means, that he will prepare a table. When people think evil of you, don't worry. It is only giving God the opportunity to set a table for you. And depending on the enemies and the table that will be set for you. So if the table that will be set for you is local breakfast or some small meal, but allow God to finish with you. Hey! I see your table of a car speeding in front of your enemies. I see the table of your business. By the time your enemies realized, you have been interviewed on television about a small business you started, that it has become a mega business, an international business. You started by going from office to office, selling shirts, selling ties. You started by giving second-hand clothing to people, even some that they buy and they don't pay. But gradually, and some people said that, what is this guy doing? Is it time to be Bill Gates? Is it time to be Alibaba? Is it time to be this? But what they are thinking that you are trying to be, suddenly they shall see that you have become that thing. In the presence, your enemies who said that you don't have children, they shall come to your baby's outdooring. So, you know, some of you, you worry so much about your enemies. Don't worry about your enemies. In fact, the more enemies you have, the more delicious your table will be. Hallelujah! He will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And some of your enemies are not enemies. You have created enemies for yourself. As I'm talking, you're talking about your mother-in-law. You're talking about your husband. Hey, my husband will see. No. I'm talking about your enemies. Hallelujah. God shall prepare a table for you. This is what happens when the Lord is your shepherd. When the Lord is your shepherd, you don't sleep thinking about your enemies. No. You rather pray for your enemies. As somebody has put behind his taxi, Lord, let my enemies live long, that they shall see what I will be in future. You see, your enemies shouldn't die now. They should be around for some time. Hey, and it will pain them. But is it your fault? It's not your fault. You there, you are God's child. You don't do things for yourself. And somebody decided to make you an enemy. It's not your fault. Hallelujah. But all this will happen if the Lord is your shepherd. Hallelujah. If the Lord is your shepherd. You see, some of us, we are Christians, but God is not our shepherd. Yeah, we are Christians, all right. But we cannot say that God is our shepherd. You get it? But if God is your shepherd, you should be a sheep. And what do? Sheep follow the shepherd. When the shepherd is leading the sheep this direction, all the sheep will follow. So you cannot call yourself a Christian And the chief shepherd, the great shepherd, is leading you and you not follow. And last week we told us that, look, apart from God, there are so many other things that wants to lead you astray. And we spoke about so many ways that you can be led. Among them are the giants of your flesh. Your flesh can lead you, and your flesh has a voice. Hallelujah. We also have what? Your mind, your spouse, your everything. Amen. And then we also have the word of God that can lead you. Amen. So for a few moments, I want to talk about one of the major ways that God leads us as Christians. How do you want to know? One of the major ways that God leads us as Christians, and that emphasis on the voice of the Bible. The voice of the Bible. You know, as a Christian, you should accept the fact that the Bible contains the word of God. The Bible is not a history book. The historical facts in the Bible, they make spiritual sense, and they also point to the fact that the Bible is a real book, and the stories that took place are real stories. Hallelujah. Are real stories. So the Bible is the common way, the most effective way, and a common way that God leads us all. So don't come and tell me, how can I know that God is leading me? Don't come and tell me, I have not had any dreams, I have not had any visions. Don't come and tell me that. I have had very powerful visions and dreams in my life. There is no major thing in my life or phase in my life that I didn't have a dream or a vision about. There's nothing like that. Including even the woman I married. There's nothing like that. That every major phase of my life, I will either have a dream or a vision. But there's a difference between a dream and a vision. I either have a dream and a vision. So I know. But I'm telling you that the commonest way and the most effective way that God leads us, all of them are effective, is by the word of God. Amen. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 132. Psalm 132. You see, God leads us by his word. And if God leads you by his word, then you need to obey his word and follow his word to be led. In Psalm 132, even I'm looking for just one verse, but let's read it. Verse 12. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, if what? Thy children. If the church members, if this church, if every Christian will keep God's covenant and his testimony that he shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forever. Hallelujah. Even that their children will be kings and priests and princes. Amen. The next verse. He says that, for the Lord had chosen Zion. He had desired it for his habitation. He knows the Zion meant the place that God dwells. Hallelujah. Let's go on. And he said, this is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Look, the church is where God has chosen to put his name. No matter the deficiencies of the church, no matter the weaknesses of the church, it is still the only establishment or institution that God calls my body, the body of God. Hallelujah. The body of Christ. And the Bible is saying that he will choose to dwell there. The next verse says, I will abundantly bless her provision. Hallelujah. I will abundantly do what? Bless her provision. That means if you are a Christian, you are in the house of the Lord, God will bless your provision. I will satisfy her. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Then those who are poor, they shall have bread to eat. They shall have work to do. Their trade or their businesses will do well, so that they can have bread to eat. They will have jobs that will give them good salaries, so that they will not only have to spend, they will have to save. They will also have to live. Hallelujah. How do you know that you have to live? You have to live by going to Starbucks. You have to live. Hallelujah. The next verse. And I say, I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and a saint shall shout aloud for joy. The saints are the members, and the priests are the pastors. All of us are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Verse 17 is what I'm looking for. He says that there will I make the horn of David to bud. And the beast says, I have ordained a lamb. I have done what? Ordained a lamb for mine anointed. What does the light come to do? The lamb is light. Hallelujah. And the Bible calls God's word the light of God, the light of God, or the light for our path. So that the word of God is used as a light for your path. Listen, if you look at the whole world, it is in darkness. The darkness that we talk about is not like you see day and night. You get it? The darkness that we talk about is a way of life. A way of life. Recently, I saw somebody send a WhatsApp of a video of a young man who was preaching. I'm in the streets of London or UK, wherever it was, but it's the UK. And then as he was preaching, somebody made a call to the police. So the police came and they were coming to arrest him. So this gentleman was talking to them. And the gentleman was asking them why they were coming to arrest him. You see, so he was showing them. And then where he was preaching, I think some gays have a gay pub or something there. So they called that what he was saying was offensive to them. So they were offended. So they called the police to come and arrest him. So the gentleman was asking them what he had done wrong for them to come and arrest him. Because he told them the queen swears by the Bible. All their parliamentarians, whatever, they all swear by the Bible. The judges swear. So which of the things that he has said makes them come and arrest him? So he opened the Bible again and started quoting the scriptures. And by the way, my surprise was that this is what shows darkness. The darkness is that somebody who is preaching the word of God is being arrested by the police. That is the darkness we are talking about. The darkness where good is bad is good and good is bad. You see, the darkness that people will not see it as offensive. It is offensive if people use all manner of words on radio, whatever. But when you use the name of Jesus, or even when you are talking and mention the name of God, people, that's why Obama couldn't use the name, couldn't mention the name of God. You get it? But Trump is able to use the name of God. And Bush was able to use the name of God, but Obama couldn't mention God. He couldn't say that by the grace. He couldn't say it. You see, and it's a big difference. It's a very big difference. Even if the person is whoever, he can use that. This is God's nation. This is God's country. It is different from someone who cannot say that this is God's country. It's darkness. And the whole world lies in darkness. That's why Obama would endorse gay. Obama will praise it, but Trump will say that, look, if you're a woman, you know a woman, don't go to a man's toilet. Transgender sharing of toilet. As I am, we win. You also come to we win. Is it the same? It is darkness. You see, when we talk like that, we are not saying that you will not see sin in the church. You get it? But what we are saying is that where there is darkness, you get it? Where there is light, darkness is always seen that this is dark and this is light. That's what we are saying. It doesn't mean that there's no sin in the church. It doesn't mean that this has been. No, that's what I'm saying. You get it? So the whole world is in darkness. Any sin that can direct you in darkness is light. So just as you use light in normal darkness to move, that's when you make a car, you do headlight and normal light. So you can drive in the night. So the normal way to move in darkness is to have light. And then Psalm 119 verse 105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is what? A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The reason why when it's getting to 6:30, you start putting on your light, your car light when you are driving, is because the place is becoming dark. And becoming darker and darker and darker. So at a point, you realize that you need the light to drive to where you are going to. You need the light for your destination. Now the Bible is saying that the world is also becoming darker and darker and darker. So now you need light to drive you to where you are going to. And what is the light? Our light is the word of God. Hallelujah. Our light is and if you're a sheep and you want the shepherd to lead you, look, the shepherd is a spirit. But he speaks to us. He leads us by his word. Hallelujah. If you like, when you go home in the night, put off all your light and throw some 50 Ghana cedi bill around and look for it without the light, whether you find it. See, some of you are looking for a lot of things in darkness. You see, if I put $50 in a room and I put up the light, is the $50 not there? But because the place is dark, you will not find it. You will not find it. You would try and even look for your mobile phone and use your mobile lights, at least to give light. And depending on what you are looking for, you realize that your mobile phone light cannot work. You will need a bigger and a higher light. Hallelujah. So many of you, what you are looking for is just around you. You just look around you. It's there. Can you see your husband? Can you see your job? It's there. You can't see, but it's there. Is there? There is somebody, you built a big house, but you are not the one living in it. Because you don't even know the direction to the place. You don't even know you have a house. How can you have a Google direction or Ghana Post direction to your house? Do you get it? So it's there. But because of the darkness, you cannot see. But the best way to see with light, you get it? There are many ways God brings light. Revelation, dreams, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. All those things, God brings it. But the best way to see your way is to use, Bible says, thy word is a light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. That is thy word. Hallelujah. It will lead you. When the light comes like this, pew, you see where you are. Some of you, you even don't know where you are. You see, you are driving in the middle of the bush. I remember once we were going to Asinfosu, and we're using Google Map. But somewhere in the middle of the bush, the Google Map said that I will not come on. He said, I will not come on. He just went off. And we're in the middle of the bush, and then we're just using our minds. Are we on? And the place was dark. I told someone, if your car breaks down here, you better leave your car and go and find somewhere. Hey, the place was dark. But we're in the middle of the bush. But suddenly, the phone came back on. And we're able to connect to the light. And then we're able to continue with our journey. Hallelujah. Somebody, you are lost in the middle of the road. But light will come for you to continue your journey. If you are stagnant, it only means that you are in the middle of the road in darkness. The next light will tell you to turn left. The next light will tell you to move ahead. If one of you, the next light will tell us, stand in the ways and see and ask, where are the ancient paths? You were going somewhere, you got lost. The next light will come and tell you, look, stand there, you. The way you are living your life, ask yourself, are you on the right track? Then you stand there, the light shines and says, no. I have to go back and use the other junction. That's the only way I will go. I'll get where I'm going to. So the word of God is powerful. Every time you hear the word of God, light is coming to you. Light is coming to you to make you wise. To make you wise and to make you do what you are supposed to do. Bible says that the word is going to make you wise and make you do good. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles. Psalm 119, verse 98. Wow. And 99. The word of God. One day, a certain brother went to see a pastor. And he told the pastor all his problems. All his problems. Then the pastor opened the Bible and started talking to him. When the pastor was talking to him from the Bible, his mind was not there. So the pastor talked. When the pastor finished, they said that he asked the pastor, "Pastor, don't you have any revelation for me?" And he took a problem to the pastor. Of course, you know, this one was a marital problem. And the pastor opened the Bible and gave him light of what to do. But he was absent-minded. When the pastor finished, then he asked the pastor, "Don't you have any revelation for me?" What a shock. And that's how many Christians are like these days. So when the word of God is coming and the light is coming, instead of taking the light, they say, "This thing is giving me light." They are waiting for a special word, a revelation, which revelation is already in the light that God has given to us. Amen. I said some word. Verse 90, it says, Thou through thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemies. And he said, for they are ever with me. That's why for enemies, nobody should pray that God should kill your enemies. If you don't take care, your wife may die. Anyway, nobody should kill that God should kill your enemies. Do you get it? Because your enemy may be your husband or whatever. You pray that your enemies your enemies will forever be with you. But say, thou through thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemies. I have more understanding. 19. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Hallelujah. So you see that when you hear the word of God, you become wise. You become wise. That's why the word of God makes young people. You are young, but you have been able to build a house. Do you get it? Because the word of God showed you how to know the Lord in your youth and how to live in your youth and how to be humble and how to wait for your time. You're all light. And because of that, you heard the word, you got wisdom, you bought a land, you put up a 2-bedroom flat that you and your wife will go and stay in. Instead of going to rent a 5-bedroom with you only you and your wife, air condition, and you don't even have money to pay. It's all, is the weather to make you wise. Hallelujah. Don't you see that ever since you met Christ, by the grace of God, you are becoming wiser? Yeah. When you get your salary, you used to share your money you have to give to your wife. You used to share with three other women. All of them must get their share. But ever since you met Christ, hopefully, it's not like that again. So that money now is with you. You can use it for profitable things. It makes you wise. Hallelujah. It gives you more understanding. Makes you understand things. Hallelujah. And before finally, John 8:32. The word is for... You see, when you come to church and hearing the word there, it's supposed to bring light to. Especially if the word hits you and you are not happy with the word. You know, yours is highlight. Highlight. Because it means the darkness was so wild that highlight plus fog light has come on at the same time. Yeah. So it's blinding. It's like you are confused. You are irritated. But it's because of where you are. It's because of where you are that God wants to give you life. So when you and see when the thing hits you and it's wild, keep quiet. And when you are going, just think about it. Hey, and then also for a small guy, trim you. But this one is light. Hallelujah. And John 8 said, and you shall know the truth. You shall know what? You shall know what? And the truth will do what? Make you free. The truth will make you free. You see, some of us, it is lack of the truth. And sometimes even in search of the truth, we come into bondage. I remember my grandmother. She was searching for the truth. As long as I knew my grandmother before she died, because we used to call my grandmother Mama. Mommy. And we call our mommy Auntie and all her sisters aunties, because our grandmother was our grandmother. You see, she was the grandmother of the mother. So, but as long as I had known her, or I knew her, she was always looking for God. She was always looking for God. But as I came to know God, she made some mistakes. You see, she made some mistakes. She believed in search for the truth. In search for the truth. She rather got in contact with people. And she was not educated like you were educated, you see. But she went with people who were supposed to lead people in the light, but rather lead people astray. So they made her to do so many things. I remember once somebody told her that some spirit or something wanted to kill her grandchildren. So she gathered the grandchildren. You and your parents, so her daughter and her daughter's husband and her grandchildren. You take one group like that. So when we came to attend, she took us to a place. And said she was going to fortify us against any devil or any evil spirit. So she was searching for the truth. And she thought she has found the truth. So the person took a Bible, opened the Bible, and took a glass of water. And the person was able to mention all our name. I don't know how he got to know. He mentioned all our name, and the person was very old. She has lost all his teeth. I think he was left with two or so. And he was holding a glass like that. And my mother and my father, they did their best. So they had, at that time, they had 8. We were 10 eventually, but that time they had 8. And the person will look in the glass, and when you come, he'll look in the glass and tell you everything about you. And because we're siblings, we could know that what he's saying is true. So you hold the glass like that, the glass will be shaking like that. Then you say, Jesus, I beg your pardon. I think Jesus will say something, he won't hear. So, Jesus, I beg your pardon. And then you tell you the things. Hey, When he came to me, he held a glass like that. The glass was shaking. Then the glass said, "Jesus, I beg you." And all my brothers started laughing at me. They said, "Because I'm a wizard." Because I'm a wizard, the man was fighting in the spirit. He did and did and did. Then when he got to the person, "Look, circle, baby, be behind you." He didn't say, but when he finished everything, then he made us, I don't know what it is, I've forgotten those days, but he put the things in some cloth and they gave it to me to go and throw it at the cemetery. Yeah. They gave it to me to go and throw it at, if the Lord fell on me. And they told me that when I go, I should just go with my back like that to the cemetery. Small boy. And throw it like that. When I throw it, I shouldn't look behind me again. Hey. In search of the truth, though. In search of the truth. I remember when I got born again, one of the things I did was to fast and pray about that thing. That whatever that thing meant, it must be broken. Because I suspect that it was some ritual or something that can put you in bondage. Do you get it? But she was looking for the truth. But you see, said truth will put you in bondage. But I was saying, you shall know the truth. You shall know what? The truth. And the truth shall make you free. Many people don't like the truth. Sometimes people come to me with marital issues. And when I tell them the truth, they don't want to hear it. They want to hear a lie that will not help you anyway. They just want to hear a lie. You know, sometimes the truth is that you have to tell them, if you continue this way, your marriage will not work. That's all. One day I told someone that, "Me, if I were your husband, I would have left you long ago." I told the person, "Me, if I were your husband, I would have left you long ago. Well, I wouldn't be able to stay with this thing." No, I told the person. But fortunately, I wasn't the husband, by the grace of God. Do you get it? That was the truth. That was the truth. Amen. And you should love the truth. So what I'm saying is that you shall know the truth. You see, when you come to church, you come to know the truth. Yes. And the truth is what the Bible says. So there's no other truth than what is in the Bible. Yeah, there's no other truth than what is in the Bible. Yeah, but all the things that people do, they also use the Bible. Yes, there is misinterpretation of the truth. Just as somebody can misinterpret the constitution or the law. You get it? But always, there are those who also tell you that you are not interpreting the law well. So the Bible is the light. And that's why, see, as a Christian, when you wake up in the morning, you have to do your quiet time. Because as you start the day, you don't know what is going to happen to you. And anytime you don't know what is going to happen, it means that it's dark. It's that area is dark to you. That area is dark to you. But when you take the word, that's a light. This particular is a light for our path. There's some when me and Shabazz were in SU, there was some morning devotion book, "Light for Our Path." Light for Our Path. Every morning when you wake, it's every morning of you Christians, as we are talking like that, when you go home, you will never read your Bible till that. It's like, you only put on your light when you come here. Can you imagine? When you live here, your light is off. Your light is off in your marriage. Your light is off in your business. Your light, come and see some Christians doing business in darkness. Kai. Amen. So, God leads his sheep. And God is going to lead you. Hallelujah. But you see, God leads you not in darkness, but in light. And that light will make you free. And I see you making yourself free from every kind of bondage. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together for Jehovah, the great shepherd, the great provider, the chief shepherd, and the good shepherd for your soul, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Deep down in your heart, you know that you are not saved. you know you are not born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, please, pastor, pray for me. I want to make God my shepherd. I want to be led by God. I want to be born again. And I want God to forgive me of my sins. So you want to say, pastor, please pray for me to give my life to Jesus. Do you want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus? And for just forgive you of all your sins and wash with his blood. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
And I confess with my mouth.
And I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
Because I'm forgiven.
Because I'm forgiven.
And because by the blood of Jesus.
And because by the blood of Jesus.
I am born again.
I am born again.
And I'm your child.
And I'm your child.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.